Don't be so scared. Oh, my Lord. You act like I'm going to do something crazy.
I mean, yeah, I know I kidnapped you and everything, but
it's not going to get crazier than that. And besides, like, I don't think you would get into my car just willingly. Yeah, because you don't know me. But I know you. And before you say anything, I am perfectly aware that this is not healthy. This is not a healthy dynamic, and this is definitely not a healthy mindset. But to be fair, I don't think I ever was a healthy person to begin with. So, it's okay. Just gonna listen to the many thoughts in my head and let them manifest for years and years and years to come. Where my definition of normal is very skewed. So much to a point where I will go ahead and kidnap someone just because I like the way they look. Or they smiled at me at the grocery store. Such normal day-to-day interactions where you don't really expect anything else. But for me, something that I've been deprived of my entire life is the warmth of someone else. Someone else who will just care for me, who will love me for who I am. I've never, ever had that. And when I saw you that day, the way you smiled at me, even though you had no idea who I was, you showed me so much warmth, so much care. Right then and there, like it was instinct. So I wonder, what other warmth you have in store for me? I want to find out all by myself. I don't think I could share you with anyone, not even God. Do you think anyone, and I mean anyone, can hear your screams or your cries? It's just you and me. The world doesn't listen to our cries. So what's the point of being a part of it? All we have to focus on is each other, the warmth we can provide one another, and live the life we were meant to have. We were supposed to be in each other's lives. I could tell the moment I laid eyes on you. The moment our gazes met, I just felt something awaken in me. I felt it. You're supposed to be in my life. I just know it. I just know it. I mean, look at us. Look at how well we fit with one another. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I don't think I could ever let you go. I can't ever let you escape. Even if you beg, even if you cry, I can't let you out there. That world is this going to... It's going to tear you apart. I'll keep you safe. I promise. I promise. So don't you worry. Don't you worry about anything anymore. I will take care of everything. Because I love you. Yes. Yes, I do. Don't ever, ever forget that. Do you understand? Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't really know me. So let's use this time to get to know one another. So to start off, obviously, I am infatuated with you. Borderline obsessed. And I've never felt this strongly about someone ever in my entire life. I don't think I've ever felt this way about anyone, really. Yes, of course. I mean, it's probably a product of me being sheltered my entire life and my parents showing me no care, but... That's fine. I can finally fix everything that I've gone through in my life with this. I can already feel myself healing. You don't really seem to understand the importance of you being in my life. You were meant to be in my life. Don't you get it? We are each other's safety nets. I can finally recover from everything with you. And I can give you everything you've ever wanted. You need me, and I need you. Don't be so afraid. You'll accept your new life just fine. I know sometimes change is a little difficult, but don't worry. I will be there every step of the way. As your bounded soulmate, I will always, always be there for you. Throughout every challenge, throughout every obstacle, I will be there. I will be there just for you. No one else. I don't need anyone else. Everyone else in my life has failed me somehow, but I just know you won't.
Well, of course. My parents did nothing but give me anger problems and attachment issues.
And when I saw you hanging out with other people, I felt a sense of anger that I never felt before. It felt dark, endless almost, and I had to escape. I had to. I had no choice. I felt like if I didn't, I'd be there forever, and I didn't want to be angry. I don't want to be like my parents. I want to be better than them. So I will. I will be better than them. I could just tell. Despite them being married, they had no love for each other. They had no love for anyone around them. They didn't have anyone that they wanted to protect. Not even me. So I told myself, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to protect the person I call dear. And what will I protect them from, you may ask? Everything else. All of it doesn't have any meaning to me. And it never will. Over the years, I've become so detached from the world that I didn't fight for anything. I felt as if I had no future. Until I saw you! Until you brought the warmth into my life that I desperately cling on to! I can't let you go back into the world. The world that I don't care about no more. This world will never care for you as much as I do. So choose me over the world as I have for you. Be my love. Be my chosen, please. I will never, never let you down, I promise. If you want the world itself, the world I will give. I always knew our love was eternal. It was bound to happen eventually. We were made for one another. Oh, you're so cute still trying to deny it. Again, you'll become comfortable within your new life. And maybe with time, you'll finally understand why I did everything I did. I love everything about you. And that includes your screams. It makes me so happy that I'm the only one that'll be able to hear them. I can't wait to memorize every single dip and curve on your body. I'll engrave it into my mind so I never forget. And over the years, I can't wait to see how your body changes. Every day, I'll examine your skin to see if you developed any new cute moles. All of it is so exciting. I can't wait to live our lives together, to die together, and then become anew. And then in our new lives, we'll become lovers again. I'll find you. Don't you worry. In every single lifetime, I will find you. I am never, never letting you go. In every lifetime, we will be made for one another. And I will be sure of that.